Series on rest, and it's all set, and I came down here yesterday morning, and I kind of went over my notes, making sure I'm okay, making sure I'm ready to deliver the message. But last night, about midnight, I woke up, and it's like, I need to preach something different. Okay, God, what's going on? And so I tossed and turned from midnight as I wrestled with what God wanted and how I was going to handle this, because I felt I needed to share some stuff. Because right now, it's a very challenging time. There's worry, there's fear, there's concern. It's a very challenging time right now. And so how do we deal with this? And I felt I needed to say something. I needed to at least talk about it in a way that can help you and can help me walk through this time. Like I say, I'm one who just please open the doors. You know, God, you've got this. I remember when AIDS first came out, somebody came up to me. Somebody in Salida had AIDS, and when it came out, and it was really an unknown what was going on and all of that, and they said their sister had AIDS, would I go visit them? And it's like, yeah. I mean, that's what God called me to do. I mean, you know, they had leprosy in Jesus' day, you know, and so I really wrestled with all of this. And so last night, I changed my message. So this morning, I finished the message at about 8 o'clock. All right. Then I had to get it all out, the PowerPoint done, get this outline done, get a little short video for you. But I wanted to kind of talk about where we're at right now. Because there is worry, there's concern. I look at the news and they're fighting at Sam's Club in Costco. You know? And they're lined up almost around the store. I was talking with somebody and they're all the way down. I don't know about you, but I go to Costco and they're all the way down lined up to get out to the meat counter. You know, and they're just where people are lying. And then it says, Fox 7 says there are fights breaking out. You know, and one of the big items, now I don't understand this one, is toilet paper. I mean, don't you guys keep more than a week's supply of toilet paper in your house? I mean, you know, you usually get those big old, you know, you get a forklift to carry that big old bag out. You know, it fills the whole cart up. You know? But then I realized I don't have to worry about it. I got a whole case here at church, and so for a $10 offering, you know, I can get you a roll for $10. You know, I'm kidding, all right? If you need one, I will find one for you, all right? All right, because our dispensers have four in them, and I haven't opened a whole case. Evie must have had some insight. Evie orders our stuff, and she ordered two cases for us. And I could only put one case on the count in the thing. And so it's like, well, God must have told her to get ready. So what I want to do is I kind of want to talk about peace that God wants to give us at a time like this. I think this verse that I'm going to look at right here, you get your little outline out, you can follow along in that little outline. I think this verse says a lot about right now. And what I want to talk about is Jesus paints a picture about worry. Some of you are going to recognize this. This is Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. He's talking with his disciples. And they're kind of talking, and he's teaching them on the Sermon on the Mount. He's kind of just giving some general instructions. And he comes to talk about worry, and he's talking, and he uses illustration of plants and birds and the stuff that God created. And as he's talking about worry. So I wanted to begin by talking about worry. Because there's anxiety right now, there's stress. And so I have four things I wanted to say about worry that I see in this passage when Jesus is talking about the birds of the air and the plants and the flowers and all of those that grow. So the first one, if you're looking at your outline, I want to put it this way. Worry is unreasonable. Jesus says, you know, listen, it doesn't make sense to worry. It's unreasonable to worry. You don't even have to think about it. Look at what he said here as he talks about the plants and the birds. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and body and more than clothing? Isn't life more than what you can buy at Costco? Although you can buy pretty much anything. Isn't life worth more than you can buy in a store? There's more to life than the clothes we wear, the food we eat. There's something else to life. And he says, it's just not reasonable. It's not reasonable to worry. It doesn't make sense to worry. Now, I want to make sure you understand, we all have different levels of worry. You ever know somebody who's a worrywart? Anybody have somebody that's a worrywart? You know, they just worry about everything. You know, is the sun going to come tomorrow? Well, I have a feeling it's probably going to come up tomorrow. But, you know, they can't even, you know, they can't even get some sleep. Anybody have, now, I'm going to be honest. I've had sleepless nights of worry. Anybody have sleepless nights of worry? You know, you just, things you just can't get off your mind. And, you know, but we worry about stuff. And I've always heard the guy talk about one time, he says, you know, you should sit down one day and put all your worries down, write them on a slip of paper, each worry on a separate slip of paper. And then a month down the road, pull that paper and start looking at it and see if it really made a difference. Do you ever worry about some mundane things? Some things that really don't matter? And so he's saying, listen, it's unreasonable to worry. Why worry? What's the reason? So that's the first one I put down as he starts talking about these plants and birds. He says, worry is unnatural. We're not designed to worry. Let's get a question like this. God created a big, beautiful garden, right? Everybody familiar with the Garden of Eden, right? God created this big, beautiful garden, pet the trees, the plants, everything for us. It's all there for us to enjoy. To enjoy. He says it's all good. And then nature takes care of itself. That's what he's saying. Nature takes care of itself. Look at what he says. Look at the birds in the air. Plant or harvest or store food in barns. But your heavenly Father feeds them. And you know that you are worth much more than the birds. God provides for the birds. God provides, and you do not worry about your clothes. Look at how the lilies of the field grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves. See, God takes care. Look at all the beauty around us. Look at all that God created around us. And it takes care of itself. If you've been in school, it's the web of life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where, you know, all the things just kind of work together. You know? Why do we have bugs? You know, you want to get rid of bugs? Get a chicken. You know what I'm saying? You know? And you know, it's God has this nature thing. It's all set up to work, and it all works together. And it happens when it gets out of imbalance. But it's natural. And he says, listen, it's just not natural to worry. God didn't create you to worry. God put you in a beautiful garden not to worry. Everything's taken care of. I've got all this. I made this for you. Enjoy what I've got for you. So it's really not natural. It shouldn't be natural. We shouldn't be worry-worked. We shouldn't stress. We shouldn't have anxiety, but we all have different levels. I want to make sure I keep coming back to that. And it's okay, and that's what I was talking about this morning with some are here and some aren't here, and we all just have different levels of concern, and we need to have those. You know, people always give me a bad time, and you know, we were working on our new projector up here, and we just take a ladder, drop a ladder in, and climb the ladder up and down the ladder. I don't worry about it. I grew up going up and down a ladder. It's fine going up and down the ladder, carrying that projector up the ladder, putting the projector down. I don't worry about that. You know, others are holding the ladder for me. Be careful. You know, everybody has levels of worry. But when it comes to nature and life, it's like there's no need to worry. See, God has this. It's just not natural to worry. They're depending on God. The next one I put down here, worry is unhelpful. Does it really help to worry? Can you really change something by worry? Let me ask you, what's the last thing you changed because you worried? I worried it and it all changed just because I thought it. Right? Worry won't change anything. Now, here's what I want to say. If you can change it, what? Change it. All right? But don't worry about it. You know? We're having church and I'm not worried. We wiped, we did everything. God has all this. And you guys are healthy, so I'm trusting you guys. You know? See, it's just not helpful to worry. It's useless to worry. It just stresses you. What is your heart? What does it do to your ulcer? What does it do to your mind? Anybody get a headache from worry? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah. See, it's just not helpful. And the last one I put down, here, let me read the verse. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Anybody? And the last one I put down here, worry is unnecessary. You don't have to worry. It's not necessary to worry. Look, God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the fire. So you can be even more sure that God will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. He says, God's going to take care of you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. You don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. God's got this. God's in control. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. How much does God have? What does God have? Anybody, you know, cattle on 1,000 hills? See, God takes care of us, and it's not necessary to worry. You don't have to fret. In my position, I've had lots of opportunities to talk with people, and they're stressing and they're worried. You ever see somebody that worried themselves sick? Literally, they just worried until they were not well. And so we got to understand, and what Jesus is saying, listen, you don't have to worry about this. God has this. God has all control. And he's okay. So I wanted to kind of begin with that, as we look at this. I know we're walking into our house yesterday, and Laura had went out shopping. I refused to go shopping because I'm not going to stand in an hour-long line, okay? I'm just not going to do it because I don't have patience. God just skipped over that one, all right? And so I just don't. And so Laura wanted to go. I said, I'm going to go with you. And then I started thinking about it. It wouldn't be well for me to go. Because I just. And Laura went, and she found some short lines, and she did all her things. But people are worried about everything. They're lined up around and they're worried about getting the disease, but they're in line with 1,000 people. I'm just going, it's like you're worried about it and you're in line. Costco's passing out wipes. You can wipe the bar out, on your cart, and all of that. And it's just, we can worry about all this. But now I want to make sure you understand. I'm not saying there shouldn't be some concern. I'm not saying we shouldn't be realistic. I'm not saying we shouldn't take precautions. But we need to understand sometimes it's unreasonable. Sometimes it's unnatural. It's unhelpful. And it's unnecessary. It's like, I want to make sure, my daughter sent me a whole list. Here's what you need to have in your house. A month's supply, just in case. Really? We all have different levels. And so I want to begin with that. Don't have to worry. But how do you deal with it? How do you deal with worry? What do you do? Jesus is sitting there saying, don't worry. Isn't it nice? This is one thing I always have. Isn't it nice to somebody, don't have that feeling? Does that really work? Don't feel that way. Don't feel worry. Isn't that nice? I can get up and say, don't worry. Is that really helpful? Does that change that feeling? Can you turn your feelings off? How many can turn their feelings off and on? Now, just so you know, I was having a conversation the other day. Feelings are really, I'm one who is, like I say, I'm an aggressive, I'm a type A personality, and feelings are really low for me. You can ask Laura. I'm not one who is high on feeling, all right? It just, for me, I just suck life up, put your big boy pants on, and go. It's just, and then I have other, that's why I say we all have these different levels. And we need to understand that. But whatever level that is, what do you do when you worry? How can I do? I can't just sit up and say, well, don't worry. Leave today. God bless you. Don't worry. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm no doctor. Well, I have a doctor, but not that kind of a doctor. I have no medical degree. I don't know anything about this device, virus. I don't know anything that's going on with it. It's a device, yeah. And they really don't. You know, I'm reading all sorts of articles. I'm trying to stay up on this because, you know, it's like I got to make a decision. And you need to know, I went to the CDC. I went to Stanislaus County Health. I went to the State of California Health pages. I'm researching all of this. You know, how's this playing out? What's going on? And you know, you'll find somebody that says, well, the virus will last 2 hours on a handle. Then I find another guy says, it'll last 2 hours to 9 days. We really don't know. Well, which scientist do I believe? You know, you get all this, you know, and there's concern. We do need to worry. But how do I deal with it? How can I get up tomorrow? How can I go where I need to go? You know, how can I face life tomorrow when it's not necessary to worry? It's unnecessary and it's unnatural and it just doesn't work to worry. So I wrote it this way. If you look at your outline, I put my faith in God brings peace. My faith in God, I don't have to worry because God. You know, God trumps everything. And I like what this verse says. And I think this verse really speaks to today. Peace I live you, peace I give you. Now make sure you understand. God's saying, I have a peace for you. And then he goes like this. I do not give to you as the world gives. How's the world doing with peace right now? Yeah, how are they dealing with peace? You know, they don't have any. Go get in line at Costco. You know, go to Winco. Go to Sam's Club. You know, I don't know about you, but I got emails from, well, Fred Meyers, which is like Target up in the Washington area with my kids. We're taking all these precautions. I got a text message. I got an email from Taco Bell. I got an email from McDonald's. I got an email from Target. I got an email. I can just go on, and I got all these. Anybody else getting all those emails? We're doing this, and what I love, just so you know, this is what I think is so funny. Our number one priority, safety. I'm going, you're lying. Your number one priority is to make money. Now, safety might be important to you, but when they tell me it's my number one priority right now, it is because you're afraid everybody's going to come not shop. You know, I love that when they say that because it's like, that's not your priority. Your priority is to make money. Now, we want to take care of your safety when you come. If I'm going to write something, I'm going to say, yeah, you know, we want to make it a priority. Not my number one priority because, you know, number one, they want to make money. That's why they want you to come back. We've wiped everything. I mean, every one of them, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Target, Fred Meyers, they're all sending these emails out, you know, saying, hey, you can come with us. We're okay. We're watching. We're taking care. You know, that's how the world offers it. But Jesus says, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I don't give it as a world. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. That's what it says to have. That's what I want you to leave here with. I don't know where this coronavirus is going to go. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't understand that. But I'm going to have a peace that I'm going to use some of the scripture terms that passes all understanding, okay? I'm going to have a peace that the world doesn't understand. I'm going to have a peace that's really hard to have. And I've shared this illustration with you before. My son's in the war in Iraq. He joined the army. He's 17 years old, just turned 18 years old. And he 6 months after joining the army, he is in Iraq getting ready to invade Kuwait. And we don't know where he's at. And I'm a preacher and I'm praying. Anybody? I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying. And here's what God said. God said he's going to be okay. And it's like, thank you, God. He's going to be okay. And then my mind goes, what does okay mean? God, what does okay mean? Now, he's okay because if something happens to him in Iraq and he loses his life, he's a child of God and I know where he's going. And so he's okay. That's not the okay I want, God. I want the okay that my son's coming home. But that's the peace that God gives us. Sometimes it's just kind of like, I don't know. But you know what? I'm at peace because God's got this. You know, that I don't get it. I don't have to understand it. But you know what? I don't understand it, but I do understand him. And so that's what I got, three things real quick that I want you to understand about him, okay? That can take us from this world and take us to a peace that he wants to give that the world can't give you. And so if you look at your outline, I put it this way. I trust God's knowledge for peace. I know an all-knowing God. Anybody else? Anybody else know an all-knowing God? How about that big word, omniscient? Don't you like that word? I know a God who knows everything. He knows the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. I have this great God who knows. And that's my thing. God knows. I don't have to worry about it because God knows. He knows me. He knows my needs. He knows my concerns. He knows my burdens. He knows my worry. He knows my anxiety. He knows yours. He knows. He knows the future. He knows what this virus is going to do. Yeah. As I was right thinking along this kind of line, I don't see God sitting in heaven saying, you know, I've been watching America. I didn't see this thing happening in China. I'm sorry, I missed it. That's not God. I'm going to tell you, from the moment he created this world, he knew this day. All right? You need to understand that. That day, he knew this day. And he knows tomorrow, and the tomorrow after that, and the tomorrow 1,000 years from now, because he's God. And see, that can bring a peace because God knows. God, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where this is going to go. I'm on a school board making decisions. Do we close the school? Don't we close the school? You know, that's one of the, like I say, I'm on this, I get all these stuff from the county and everything because they're trying to keep me informed so I can make a decision. And so I got all this. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going to pop up next. But I know God. Look at what it says here. From the beginning, I told you what would happen in the end. From the day God created, he knew where the end was going to go. Is that what it says? You get the picture? A long time ago, I told you things that have not yet happened. Do you ever read the Bible and see that? When I plan something, it happens. Period. What I want to do, I will do. Listen, my peace comes because I know God. I can't change the future. I can't do anything about the future, but God knows the future, and I'm going to trust him. And so, God, wherever it goes from here, like I'm saying, I don't know what's going to happen next week in here. I don't know. I know I'm going to be here. Dan's going to be here, right? Shake your head. Okay. You know, you want to come? You can come. If you want to watch it on Facebook, whatever, we're going to do whatever it takes. That's what I do know. But, you know what? The virus could die out tomorrow and say, oh, we don't know what happened. It just disappeared. You know that? It could. Because he knows, I don't. So I'm just going to go one day at a time. You know, if you read on that passage about the birds and the plants and all of that, you get down there, he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough, today has enough worries for itself, something along that line. You know, go read Matthew chapter 6 and just kind of follow along in there. So, I trust God. He knows. It's not a surprise. He knows. So it's going to bring peace that, you know, God, I don't get this. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen, but God, I'm just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to have peace. The second one I put down here is this, God's presence for his peace. I trust God's presence for his peace. God didn't create this world, wind it up a little spring rhyme, and push it off and say, good luck, hope things go well for you. That's not God. God created this big, beautiful world, created you and I, and I want to make sure you get my picture here. I believe every of us is created by God, and God breathed into your life and my life the breath of life. That's what I see God saying in the scripture. Every life. It wasn't just Adam and Eve, it's every one of us. And he created all of us, and he placed us in this place, and he is here, present. Not just pushing us off saying, good luck. You know, it's time to learn to swim. Woo, good luck. Kersplash. That's not God. God lives and is here and involved in this world. All right? He's active. But not only is he active in this world, I'm going to get real personal right now. He lives in you and me. You guys okay with me? It's called the Holy Spirit. Listen how Jesus described this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to you forever. Now, follow along. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, listen, I've walked the earth, and I've got to leave. All right? I took on the physical body. I'm going to die. We're getting ready for Easter, guys. You know what's coming. You know, I'm going to die on the cross, and all this is going to happen. I'm going to rise from the grave, and I'm going to ascend into heaven. But he's going to give the Spirit of truth. The world is unable to receive him because it doesn't see him nor know him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be there. And you want you circle that. See, you can have peace in this world because God is in you. When you cross that invisible line, when you reach this point, now you hear me say this week in and week out, and you know, I'm going to tell you, a Christian, I shook the preacher's hand, I'm a Christian. I was raised in a Christian home. I'm a Christian. My mom's a Christian. My dad's a Christian. My grandfather was a preacher. I'm a Christian. No, it don't work that way. A Christian is someone who personally, at some point in your life, you said something along this line. Now, you don't have to do exactly like this. Mine wasn't exactly like this, but this is what it meant. God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Come into my life and take control. That's what a Christian is. You know, they've made that decision. You know, God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I mean, how many of us keep doing life our way? We end up in trouble. How many have been in that trouble besides me? Don't raise your hand. You know? But we make that decision. We cross that invisible line. And when we cross that line, God comes into us in the presence of the Spirit. And he dwells in us. Not a piece of God, not a part of God. Well, I got a piece of God. No, you don't have a piece of God. You have God in you when you cross that line. Is that okay? See, and we have that brings peace. You know, God's with me. God is walking with me. God is present in my life. Yes, I'm sending that dumb line at Costco, but you know, God's with me. God, help me cut in line. That's what I want. You know, it don't work. God's fair and just, and you're late, so suck it up. Thanks, God. You know, but see, we have that presence of God. Isn't that peaceful to know? You know, that the knowledge of God and that the presence of God, you know, we're in this world that can't offer us any kind of peace. You know, don't go to church, don't go to school, don't go to McDonald's, don't go to work, don't leave your account. You know, that was a big one at the school. You know, it's like, okay, now here's what we're going to do. You know, all field trips outside of the county are canceled. And then we get two cases in the county. Now all activities outside the district is canceled. I'm just waiting for some kid in the school to get it, and it's like, all schools are canceled. My daughter in Washington, they're out till the end of April. 6 weeks, they're out of school right now. And it's like, oh, I've got to go see her graduate. You know, and it's like, what's going to mess up my schedule? You know? See, the world doesn't have this. How do you deal with peace? God's with me. God, I don't know where this is going to go. I'm just going to keep walking with you. Let's see where it takes us. And the last one I put down here is this. I trust God's power for peace. I have a God who created this world, and he sustains this world. And he's going to take care of it. He has the power. He's the man with the power. The power to change everything. Like I say, we could wake up tomorrow morning and it's been shut off and science and go, I don't know what happened. It's a miracle. I'm going to go, I know God did something. You know what I'm saying? Does he have that power? Now, why he doesn't do it, I don't know. I can't explain God. I'm not that smart, okay? I can't even explain calculus. So how can I explain God? You know? So we just need to kind of, you know, God has that power. Look at our God. Our Lord is great, vast in power. His understanding is infinite. So I'm going to say it this way. God has the power to protect you. Now, dumb and go out and touch people who have the virus, okay? God's going to protect me. God's on my side. No, not. God doesn't protect stupidity, okay? I don't know if I should say that or not. God does protect stupidity. He's protected me a lot of times when I was stupid, okay? You know, but God's going to protect us, okay? And God's going to provide for. He has the power to protect, and he has the power to provide for us, okay? Whatever need is. And I'm going to tell you, if you have a need, I'm going to be honest. If you have a need, let the church know. I'm not saying I can meet every need you have. I'm saying this church can answer every need you have. But I want to tell you what. We're a body of Christ. We're a people of God. And Jesus says it's not just about us, it's about all of us. And we want to be there for all. And so, you know, God's going to provide. You know what? God provides sometimes through us. And so don't be afraid to ask and see what God provides and see what God does. See, God has the power to do this. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses his people with peace. See, I have the power now because God lives in me. I wanted to put my favorite verse down, but I didn't want to. I keep trumping that verse in there. Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through Christ in me. See, I can get through this. That's what I wanted to end up with for you guys this morning. We can get through this. We don't have to worry. It's unnatural. It's unrealistic. It's unhelpful. It's useless. We don't have to worry because we have a God. We have a God who knows. We have a God who's present. And we have a God who has the power. So we have it. And I want to encourage you with that this morning. I don't know where it's going to go this week. You know, it's just kind of been dominoing down. And, you know, I've been looking at reports. You know, Merced County had none. Tuolumne County had no cases yet. You know, these are the reports I'm getting as I'm watching all. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I've had a big metropolitan area. Like, you know, if we were in L.A., we wouldn't be having church. I would be here. And I don't know who'd be here, but I would be advertising closed service because that's a metropolitan area. But I'm going to tell you, the doors are going to be open. Not what we're going to do, but we're going to be open. And I'm going to do and give it to God. So at the bottom of your page, I wrote it this way. I commit my cares to God. Well, wait. To a caring God. He knows. He's present. And he's powerful. For you and I. God clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the fire. So you can be even more sure that God will clothe you. Don't have so little faith. Then I come to Philippians, and I wanted to close with this. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now, I don't want to say, like I said, one of my things as a pastor, I don't want to give platitudes. Don't worry. That's just a platitude. I want to give you some tools this morning. Not just don't worry. Trust God for peace. He knows, he's present, and he's powerful. Will you trust God in times like this? Let's pray. Would you join me? Lord, what a joy it is knowing a God who knows all things, who thousands of years ago knew today was going to be like this. And also who knows each of us. It says, you know the hairs of our head, Lord. You know our hurts, you know our wounds, you know our concerns, you know our worries, you know the anxieties, you know all that's going on. You know. And because you know, we trust you. We trust your presence, God, that you're here, that you haven't abandoned us, you haven't walked off, that you're real and you're here and you have the power. You know, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I said this many times in the message, and I'm going to come back to it. You know, we all have different levels of worry. You know, does it make one better or worse? Does it make one, you know, I'm better, I can handle more. You know what? It doesn't matter how much you can handle. It's what you can live with. And what I want to do this, I'm going to pray for you. And if you're worried, just, you know, little bit, a big bit, just you have some concerns, would you shoot your hand up and say, would you pray? Would you pray for me? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else? It's not a lack of faith. It's not a lack of wisdom. It's not a lack of strength. Well, it's not a lack. Well, I don't know my, it's none of that biblical stuff. Well, I'm not a good, no, it's not that. We all have different levels of worry. If you want me to pray for you, you shoot your hand up and say, pray for me, dearies. Pray for my family. Pray for my friends. Thank you. I've seen that hand. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you. Lord, you've seen the hands of these. This world is an uncertain world. There's questions and concerns. And Lord, we just don't understand. We trust science and we turn to them for answers. But Lord, I want to turn to you. I want you to step into the presence of each of these lives, Lord. They've shot a hand up. Lord, you know them. You know every thought in their mind. You know every concern they have. And so I ask you, since you live in their heart, you live in the midst of their life, and that you have the power, that you'll step in and touch them and encourage them and walk with them. You said to pray, Lord, and so we're praying. I'm lifting these up to you as brothers and sisters in Christ that you may strengthen and encourage and walk with, Lord. Because you are God, a God who loves us and cares. So them, Lord, encourage them, strengthen them, give them a peace that passes all understanding, that we cannot explain, but that we know a God who knows us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's by the end of our service with an invitation. Invitation real simple. I'm just going to stand here. I want